You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to Free Skate Friday. Once again, we are here. I'm Bruto, joined by AJ and Evan, as always, with our special guest of the day, oft requested to come back on the show, Drew Kreisman, the spinny boy himself, the new Avs fan on the block, as it were, ready to get in here and talk a little bit of Colorado Avalanche hockey, this, that, or the other thing. We're just going to have a fun little Friday episode, mess around a little bit, come up with some interesting stuff to talk about here. AJ, we'll lead the show with your topic here of hot takes. You wanted hot takes as you stare into the camera, looking fully unprepared with any hot takes, but I'll happily lead off this hot taking, as I had one in the DNVR lounge the other day, which I know AJ will not agree with, but I believe in Sam Girard in the 2020-21 season will be a 50-point player.
Oh my God. Let's go. I'll drink to that. Spinny boy.
Look, here's the deal. I think the Avs are going to be one of the highest scoring teams ever, first of all, because if I didn't, then Sam Girard just wouldn't hit 50 points. But secondarily,
I don't know which take is hotter.
I mean, secondarily, I think Bowen Byram comes into the team, and the Avs are going to try and mold him into a defensive role, which I think takes a little bit of pressure off of Sam to be a bit more offensive.
So does that mean you think he'll get more power play time? Because that's the only way I could see that happening.
I think the Avs power play too won't be a disaster. How about that?
That'd be nice.
Okay.
Sounds good. I mean, do you think I would assume you think Makar is getting 50 too?
I think Makar is getting like 80. So
I, a lot of points.
That's a lot.
Look, I do think Ray's numbers are going to go down. I do
Rudo
think
has three hot
numbers
takes
are
going to
go down. Makar getting 80 can't be that hot. Come on.
Yeah, it's. I mean, for our show, it's a.
Yeah.
It's like going out to a an Indian restaurant and like they have the heat levels.
Yeah, right.
And like you just pick the middle level with the 80 points.
Like if you're telling me Makar getting 80 or Girard getting 50, I'm saying Makar getting 80 is more likely.
I would agree.
Okay.
I just see them next. I don't think they would mold Byram into that defensive guy. I think they already think Girard is that guy. And I think that's kind of where they're going to. He's still going to provide offense, but 50 points is a lot.
Where are the points coming from? Is it mostly is he? I mean, is he scoring goals off of this, or are you seeing him developing
I'd love to see
a ton of assists. Like where?
Yeah, he's definitely gonna be assist heavy. I'd love to see him hit 10 goals, like a 10-40 guy.
He's gonna hit 50 points, and maybe we're getting 10 goals.
Now we're talking.
He had 30 assists this year in 70 games. I mean.
How many even strength points did he have?
He had 13 power play points, so he had 21 even strength.
It would take
this is Makar, a really big leap, dude.
It would take Makar being hurt a significant amount of time with Gerard taking over that.
Like, he was
power play.
Like, assuming health, right? And he plays a full 82 games.
Yeah, and not another pandemic.
Right. Like, if something crazy happens and 82 games doesn't happen, 50 points isn't going to happen. But he was on 40-point pace this year with a gigantic cold stretch in the middle of the season.
Yeah, but he also had a gigantic or a very, very, very hot stretch that made up for a little bit of that.
I would say it made up some. I don't know if
like
it made up all of it.
11 points in like four games, dude.
It was five games.
Like, that's we had 11 points in a week.
Yeah,
because he's a very spinny boy.
In January, he kind of went off, which helped make up for his cold stretch. But I still think he's capable of being a 50-point player with a second power play unit that has a bit more finishing ability, a second line that can be a bit more consistent and not riddled with just whoever is left on a broken Avalanche team.
That's just a lot of points, man, because I don't think – the big thing with me is I don't think there are going to be very many power play points. Like, I would say 10 to 15 power play points would be a reasonable expectation at assuming good health from Makar. That would even be okay. That would even be a really productive season your second power play defenseman to have 15 power play points. You're going to have an insane power play.
And I'm looking at more like 20 power play points out of Gerard.
So now he needs to do that plus have 30 even strength points.
Yep.
You know how many defensemen had 30 even strength points in the NHL this year?
I don't.
Eight.
Nonetheless,
he needs to be an elite even strength point producer plus have an elite power play season while having Cale Makar on his team. Like, this is the only reason why I'm like 50
Gerard
points.
Isn't that far off from a 30 point even strength player though? Like, he was on pace for 25 points this year. It's not a huge leap to get the 30 there.
But it is a leap. And then he's having 20 power play points on top of it.
Well, that's why it's a hot take, you.
This is hot. This is almost Jesse Montano, Andre Burakovsky 30-goal territory.
But, like, my point being at even strength, I expect a reduction in points from Ryan Graves. I certainly respect a reduction in points from Ian Cole.
Yes.
So the defensive points have to come from somewhere.
I feel like if they full on commit to Gerard Makar, I could see him getting close because then he's out there with McKinnon all the time.
You know, the downside is that turn and burn just wasn't very good this year.
Yeah. It's in the second half, they almost gave up on it entirely.
Yeah, it was like, just. And, like, that's not to say that you wouldn't try it again next season at some point, but it was a kind of a big letdown for me. I was really excited to see what they did, and instead it was like...
So let me ask this of AJ and Evan, then. Where, if you were running the DraftKings sportsbook, and you had to put the over-under on the number of points for Sammy Spinny Boy Gerard next year, what's kind of the ballpark number?
35 and a half.
Wow. So Rudo's way
ballpark
over.
Exactly. That's a very specific number, which is too low.
I was going to say like 40 and a half. I guess that's the gambling terms. You got to put the half in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if somebody if hits 40, then
push.
They're just like,
yeah.
No, Vegas don't do no push.
Yeah. I would say 40, but it, you know, 35 and a half, I could see too.
Would you take the over?
I
think it's at 35
definitely
and a half.
Take the over at 35 and a half. That's slam dunk money right there.
Yeah, 35.
I don't know about all that, but
one of the keys to that is Sam Gerard never gets hurt in the regular season. Ever.
He only
people have stuff to knock on.
He waits for the first playoff game and then
and then immediately gets hurt in the playoffs.
sad reputation to have earned.
Okay, well, we do have to get to our sponsors quickly here. So today's episode is brought to you by Strava Craft Coffee, the CBD-infused coffee that has really changed lives. You can head on down. You can see at the bottom of the screen there. Use code DNVR20 at StravaCraftCoffee.com to get 20% off. And not only that, but be sure to tweet about it. supporting our partners is supporting us. We can have a little fun Twitter party when you guys order. If you want to try before you buy, there are a number of locations in and around Denver where you can get what you need. And if you're ordering, you can get the K-Cups with a Keurig. I've never actually owned a Keurig, so I don't really know how that works. But they also have whole bean or ground options as well. So Strava has you covered no matter what. Been known to help many different aches and pains. DNVR20 when you check out.
These are words. What? I don't know what any of those means, but these are words. K-Cups and Keurigs. And
I know what whole bean and ground coffee is.
Keurig, you never used a Keurig?
I've never.
And that's all you do.
Yo, so like, I remember the big, like, everyone was super mad at Keurig for creating the K-Cups that, like, only worked with Keurigs, right?
Yeah, that was an issue. And they're not environmentally.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're pretty wasteful.
Yeah.
I've never made coffee before, so I don't know.
Never? That's weird.
Sometimes I feel like AJ and I are very similar, and then he says stuff like that, and I realize we're very, very different.
So are we doing hot cakes still?
Yeah.
That was my hot take. I've never made coffee before.
Yeah, I know. And it's very hot. So mine is combined with the Avs, but also with the Hall of Fame announcement. So I'm a huge Mariano fan. Grew up a big fan of his. To me, my hot take is that he is the closest stylistically player that we've had to Peter Forsberg since Forsberg retired.
This is Hossa?
Yeah.
Who is now also retired?
Yeah. And I'm talking about style, like the physicality. Because Hossa was a monster. Physicality, the puck protection, all-around ability, things like that. That's my
hot take. I guess, like, you would consider Lindros as, like, the same era, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We were literally in the same draft class.
Well, sure, but, you know, Forsberg retired, depending on which retirement you're going with, pretty early. I guess so did Lindros, but...
Yeah. It's weird how their careers sort of mirrored each other.
Yep.
Where they were like, when healthy, these guys were dominant. But both of them were just riddled with so many injury issues.
Lindros needed to keep his head up and Forsberg needed a new ankle.
That was the thing. Like, it was concussions versus, like, a bum ankle. Like,
yep. Very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the art of the power forward in the modern game is just not what it used to be. And I've said this a lot about Peter Forsberg. What part of what made his career great is the era he played in. Would he have been that superhuman if it wasn't in a league where people could literally just hold on to him and drag him down whenever they feel like it?
Yeah.
So.
Who would you even say is the best power forward today? Just out of curiosity.
I'll tell you, it is not Wayne Simmonds. But.
True facts.
I mean, do you consider Ovechkin a power forward? I don't really. I mean, he doesn't
not
really
anymore.
Play that way anymore.
Certainly so. Yeah, not anymore. I would say a couple of years ago, definitely. But these days, he tones it down a little.
I mean, Dreisaitl's kind of got that big size. I'm not, you know, I don't really watch Edmonton enough to know how well he uses it. But, I mean, the power forward today is just different than what it would have been. You don't have to play the way they had to play 25 years ago.
Well,
yeah.
You see players like, is Joe Pavelski a power forward? Because he's one of the best tip game players in the entire league as far as getting to the front of the net in that regard. Sure, he might not protect the puck and drive the net or anything, but...
Well, and I don't think he really plays with power. Just because he goes to the dirty areas means he's willing to take a beating.
Sure, but that was used
that
to
makes,
be...
It makes him a masochist, not a power forward.
But that used to be something mostly reserved for power forward type players.
True.
Charles Barkley is a power forward.
Yeah. What? I mean, I would. I'm thinking like Makachuk would be like my guy, right? Like, that's a power forward because he plays with a high level of physicality, a high level of skill, and he just checks all the boxes.
Yeah. Jeff Schroeder says Anders Lee, perhaps.
Yeah, I would consider Anders definitely Anders Lee as a power forward. I just. you know, since that traitorous swine left to Toronto, he's just not nearly as good.
All right. There's AJ, any hot takes here?
Yeah, I really actually don't have any.
Everything is reasonable in AJ world.
Yeah, my world is too grounded right now. I need Drew's hot take. I don't know about this Marian Hossa thing bothers me because I disagree, but I don't have like a strong rebuttal. I'm just like, well, I don't agree.
Well, I
like Hossa was like a he was such a high level goal scorer that he was so different offensively from Forsberg. Forsberg was a dominant puck protector who created for others.
Well, and Hossa was a dominant puck protector too.
Yeah, like, he was great at it.
When he had the puck on his stick, it was impossible to knock it off his stick. And they were different in terms of Hossa was more of a goal scorer than obviously Forsberg was looking to pass 95% of the time. But just stylistically, you know, you look at how they both played well defensively. You know, Hossa would do the reverse hit a couple times as well. You know, not as he wasn't as known for it as Forsberg, but it was just something I thought. You know, I'm a big Hossa fan, and considering it's as related and Hall of Fame related, I felt like that's a hot take. And saying anything like that about Peter Forsberg is sacrilege sometimes. So,
Jerome Iginla, power forward? Yes, yes. Do you agree on that?
Probably the last great one, I would say. But again, that's another player who, at the end of his career, essentially became a turret.
Yeah,
That's
a good way to put it.
You mentioned reverse hit, and you know, I wonder if there's a timeline where the next great one is Mikko Rantanen. But
that puck protection that he's developing already, man.
He has that passing ability, especially from behind the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that. I mean, that's if you consider a power forward, like, because I think Mikko is a lot like Jágr. You consider Jágr a power forward?
I mean, he had a big butt.
is that all you need to be a power forward?
Speaking of Charles Barkley, he had a big butt that he would just stick into people's chest and be like,
in baseball, okay. Having a big butt makes you a power player.
Makes you Bartolo Colon.
Big butt.
All right. Well, Drew, first of all, Drew, do you have any hot takes? I know we're not exactly going deep here on any hot takes, but
I was going to say I'm not sure I'm educated enough as a hockey fan to have any hot takes. I don't think like the Avs are going to win the Cup is like a hot take. People are like, yeah, we know, let's go. it's like, okay, cool. I can't say like I can't predict, but I hope Burakovsky with the long term contract. And I say my prediction is if the Avs give it to him, he's awesome and earns it, and it's not one of those things that blows up in their faces. Again, I don't know if that's a hot take.
On the information AJ has, it's a hot take.
There you go. Okay, so that can be my hot take. The only I tried to then combine sports or something and convince myself of like Larry Walker could have been a star NHL player, but if that was true, he would have been. He loved hockey more than he loved baseball. So
maybe if he'd been something other than a goalie, he might have had a chance.
Flip that. Could Jamie Benn have been a star MLB player? Because he was scouted pretty heavily in the MLB draft.
He also has a big butt.
He does. It's true. Lots of big butts on Free Skate Friday.
wasn't Tom Glavine drafted in the NHL?
That sounds right. Yeah.
I believe he was.
Yeah. That one's just weird to me because I just think of him as like a skinny pitcher.
Right.
Well, like you think of and he wasn't like a power pitcher. He was like paint the corner and get the outside call because umpires are bad.
Right.
And like that's and so you don't think of him as like, oh, a hockey guy. You know, like you think of you put like a big dude on skates and you're like, oh, this dude could be something, right?
Right.
But like, Tom Glavine, you're not like. Like it's weird to think of is like Tom Glavine like a like flying down the left wing as like a speedy dude. Like I don't know, I just can't put them together.
He put on the skates and just turned into an animal. You never know.
Tom Wilson is a spirit animal.
Oh, there's a power forward.
Yeah.
That's a power forward. I can't believe we didn't. Yeah, maybe he's the number one power forward.
I mean, he's also like a few short steps from being out of the league entirely forever. So,
power forwards have to walk the line. I mean,
moving right along here, though, we do have to continue on. It's time to acknowledge Breckenridge Brewery, the official beer of DNVR. AJ's drinking something there. I don't know if it's a Breck brew. Drew's got a vanilla porter can. Yeah, I don't have a Breck brew either, unfortunately. But I do need to restock up, and I can do that down at the farmhouse in Littleton. Pick up that Mile High City Copper Lager. You can also pick it up from Davidson's as well, or your local grocery, liquor store, you name it. They're everywhere right now. So get on it, whether you want the vanilla porter, the Mile High City Copper Lager, the Avalanche Amber, the Mountain Beach, which I still haven't had the chance to try. You name it, you can grab it, though, pretty easily. We also have WGT Golf, DNVR's official gaming sponsor. You can download from dnvrgolf.com to play and search for DNVR2 to join our second clubhouse, as our first one at this point is completely full. It's a golf game loved by more than 20 million players around the world. And you can play true-to-life courses like Pebble Beach, Bethpage Black, Banded Dunes, many others as well, under many different formats, whether it be match play, stroke play, closest to the hole. You can even skip courses entirely go full Top Golf mode. So hello, Chimp Nation. Thank you for watching live. Much appreciated, my man. Hope you're enjoying the show here. Again, WGT Golf. Download today at dnvrgolf.com. All right, second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by Davidson's Beer, Wine, and Spirits. Still with Rudo, AJ, Evan, and Drew Kreisman, but we're going to bring on another member of the DNVR crew here to have a little bit of fun with us today. We have D-Line Co. himself.
Is it me?
It's not you, Allie. Sorry.
I told you at the beginning of the show you could hang out.
Yeah. Do you want to play some Pictionary with us? Because that's what we're about to do here.
Let's bring on the actual artist before.
There we go.
Oh.
Hey.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
You're right about that, actually.
I hope he's been hyped up as the actual artist. I hope he just whips out Microsoft Paint like Rudo did.
Oh, yeah, he's going to just sketch something, but it'll look actually good and not terrible.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we?
Don't hype him up too much, all right? It's our first time doing this.
If I am the bar, it's easy to hype that dude up, okay?
it's true. The hangman was a little rough.
Yeah. So
I especially loved the cut and paste where you left the head on, where it was like.
Yeah, I would describe it as morbid, actually, now that I'm looking back.
The whole concept.
And also, Rudo, you failed to mention this weekend, big tournament going on with WGT.
We've got the
face off,
right?
Baby.
Yeah.
Starting tonight, actually, which we'll totally post about later.
Absolutely. We got DNVR2 versus OG DNVR for the battle for supremacy.
Yep.
I'm ready for it, baby.
We're going to see which top 10 is better.
Let's do it. So I heard a rumor that you guys like to play Pictionary. Is that true?
Well, we're going to.
A little on the strong side there to say we like it.
The FBI has way too many no fun allowed people. So
yeah, we're open to trying new things here.
Sure. I understand. Well, I mean, let's get right into it, shall we? I mean,
yeah.
So this is going to be Rudo v. Drew Kreisman v. Evan v. AJ. So it's a battle royale. I'm not actually part of the competition. I know all the answers already. So let's do it, shall we?
All right. Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get ready here. Okay, so first and foremost, so the theme of this is hockey.
Wow, really thinking outside the box today, are we?
Whoa.
Right.
All of these have to do with hockey. So keep that in mind when you make your guess.
Okay, all right.
First and foremost, let's go. So,
right.
Do we get like a...
This isn't Bulbul.
Like a noun?
It actually might be. I should say, this is all about hockey and Bulbul. Okay. All right.
Let's go. So far...
Okay, Bulbul.
Okay. All right.
Lizard
man.
Big Moose.
It was Big Moose. I don't know who got it. I was too engrossed in the artistry.
I'm giving it to Allie because she jumped all the way in.
Which
that means tooth?
Yeah, the tooth confused me.
It wasn't a tooth. That was his like his beard.
You were drawing a Nashville Predator, and then you had the hard left.
Yeah.
Big Moose.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were doing.
I had to pop off earlier because I needed to make my coffee that AJ doesn't like making or doesn't know how to make.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. You've never made.
I've also never tried salsa. So
what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
This has become fun and just upsetting. This is an upsetting appearance.
This is how a lot of people feel about that when they hear that.
But the thing is, you act like it's over. Like you're no longer allowed to do or try these things. Like we could have salsa this weekend, my man.
I actually threw salsa away the other day because I had enchiladas for dinner and they gave me salsa and I was like, trash.
Why not just do a little dip? Do a little try.
I don't
try.
Want to.
All right,
well, this is deeply upsetting at this point. So let's go right back into the game where things make sense and not upsetting. All right, so let's see if you guys can get this one. Again, the theme here is hockey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Stanley Cup.
No.
Bull Bull.
Okay, no, not Bull Bull.
Ice cream.
No.
That's a Houston Astros trash can. Oh, no, hockey. Damn.
Gary Bettman at the podium.
Okay, ready?
He's not going to understand that joke.
Fire and ice.
Is that a what the?
What?
A fire hydrant? Is it Bernie?
The goal lamp.
Are you gonna draw Bernie peeing on the fire hydrant?
Okay.
Sports. Something sport. Campfire.
Oh, come on, you guys.
What is this?
I'm just throwing.
Yeah, it's like a lamp. It's like a gas lamp.
Okay, all right. It's a lamp.
It looks like a pacifier with a fire in the middle.
Is someone lighting the lamp?
Is that what we're going light with the here? Lamp. I thought you guys are hockey people.
That is not an arm, all right? I take back everything I said about me.
Well, just to be clear, when lighting a lamp, you do not set your arm on fire and then apply it to the lamp.
What is this?
This is a match. It's an extended match.
That is not a match.
This is a big match.
I should have done this. Ready? There we go. See?
Yes. Exactly. This is perfection.
So who got that? Rudo is the only hockey genius here. All right, let me give him a point.
Yeah. What? Hey, guys, what is lighting the lamp?
Unbelievable.
Scoring a goal. Because you light the goal light.
Yeah, we're getting deep into jargon.
It's like firing up the fountains.
Eric
okay,
should
I
have, like, full Selma Dolly on that one. I don't know.
Visiting the red light district.
No. Geez, there you go.
That's right, fun in Pictionary.
All right, so based on how that one just went, I have very low hopes for this one.
First, let's see. It's Big Moose with an apex predator tooth. Whatever the hell that was.
Yeah. Well, I feel like this whole all started off with Rudo pre-complimenting my artistry skills, and everything's gone downhill since.
Yeah, really set the bar too high.
All right, well, let's see. Let's see what we're doing here.
Running into the bar.
Well, okay. Again, the theme here is hockey. Okay. So, you guys ready? You guys have your thinking cap on this time?
No.
Okay. Here it goes.
A rink.
Yo. Yeah.
Ice rink.
Bunny rink rat.
It's rink rat.
Well done.
Yahtzee.
That's more of a possum than a rat.
Yeah, that looks like a
possum. What about when I added the smile here at the end? Does that make it more of a rat in your eyes? What if I give it whiskers?
It's got a quagmire chin.
Now I'm not sure what
it is. Now I'd like to rescind my correct guess based on right, who got that? Who got
that? That was AJ.
Oh my god! Look at this. So this is AJ 1 point. Wow. Drew and Evan, what's going on, guys? Do you want to talk about it, or I don't feel like either.
I'm going to blame the artist. I can't. I don't know what actually, I'm looking at.
That's cool. that actually makes a lot of sense. Okay, let's see here. What else do I got? Ooh, all right. Ready? The theme on this one is...
Let me guess.
Hockey.
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
All right, ready? Here goes.
Bubble.
It's a pretty good guess.
Is it Manute Bowl on skates?
No.
What? Okay, it's a hand.
Is it?
A hand.
It's a hockey glove?
Yeah.
It's a glove.
Slick mitts. Sick and mitts. Twisted wrists. I don't know. What do hands do?
Drop the gloves.
Yeah.
Yes, it's drop the gloves.
Yeah.
Who got it?
No.
What do you mean no?
Hell yeah.
Is no meaning that's not the right answer? Because I know what the answer is before I start drawing, and that is absolutely the right answer.
No. Woo! I'm good at this. I suddenly like this game.
You were such a hater, and now look at you.
Yeah.
Gloves. Okay.
Come on.
So AJ now with. Let me just update the scoring here.
Can we do like more like abs themed? Like help Drew out.
Oh, I don't care about success. I didn't cater. Believe it or not, I didn't cater this game to Drew and his limited knowledge of hockey. I apologize.
I did boo him 5 seconds.
He did. The second I arrived, he booed me. So I knew
what was about to happen, and I prepared myself mentally.
All right, Here's one. Drew, I feel like based on his checkered past, might be able to get.
Oh wow!
Again, the theme of
checkered
this is
past.
Hockey.
Drew, ready?
Drew just yell spinny goal at the start of every answer, and you'll get one eventually.
Right. There are things you don't know about me.
Well, let's find them out. Let's
Bart Simpson pair.
Oh, straight Bart Simpson. I'm glad we all went with Big Ed.
Is this another moose?
The mullet.
Oh, yeah, it's the mullet.
I said mohawk. I'm not sure why.
The sick flow right there.
Then we got look.
That's Larry Walker.
We were talking about Yager earlier, okay?
Who got that one? Was that Rudo?
Rudo, all day. All day.
So I'm going to go ahead and block off this area knowing that neither Drew will ever will actually get on the board. All right, so, okay.
That's our next shirt right there, y'all.
Just the mullet? Or just... Evan and oops.
Hashtag DNVR flow right there.
Let's see. Okay. So this one is a little bit of a think piece.
I'm taking the under on that.
Let's see here. Actually, let me decide which one to do. Okay. All right. So this is a hockey term. Okay. So think hockey on this one. It might lead the way.
I was going to think baseball. Goodness. What I thought.
Well, I don't know what Drew's excuse is. He's clearly not thinking hockey. I'm just trying to get him in the game. Ready?
I've known about hockey for 3 months, and they literally stopped playing. So.
Hey, that is a good point. It's not your fault.
All right, game faces. Let's go. Okay.
Door.
Sideways goal.
Square.
Okay, yep. Goal and, yep.
Penalty box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I maybe...
Bench.
Didn't.
What is that?
What?
The blue lines?
Trophy case?
Stands? What in the world is that? The crowd? The press box?
This game sucks.
What is that?
Not enough gummy bears for the press box.
What are you?
That guy's holding a pizza.
A pizza?
Is that toast?
Okay, so we've got.
I thought that was a human at first, but it's not.
And then we got a small child reaching.
Oh, top shelf.
It's top shelf where Grandma keeps the cookies.
Okay. Got it.
I told you it was a think piece. You guys weren't thinking at all.
Not a cookie. That is a pizza.
Yeah, I agree.
Were you raised in an environment where you had pizza that was kept in a jar at top of a shelf?
I mean, we kept the cookies on the bottom shelf, so.
it looks like a cookie in a salt shaker, man.
You know what, guys? Guys, I'm under a lot of pressure here. I'm starting to feel understand why Rudo melted when he was trying to do that hangman situation last week. You guys are yelling at me. So who got that?
You guys are yelling at me.
Oh yeah, Drew. Oh my gosh. Hold on here. It's got to make a little modification.
That's right. I need you to update your scoreboard there.
Of all things think hockey, that was like the least hockey thing ever.
What are you talking about that?
That's why I got it.
Someone wrote it in the comments, and I just, it was a I just was like, nope, that's not it. Someone said top shelf. I was like,
oh, our mama. Yeah, multiple people got it. You know what these people are? Hockey fans. They understand what the terminology of hockey is. Yeah, I like you. I like you a lot, Gregor Jens. Okay. This, all right, so this
I
is
like
for
that we still
so much vitriol in saying it.
I know.
I like you, Gregor Jens.
I've come to realize that that's my role in DNVR, is just to be the antagonist of anyone I come across. So
you're the heel.
You just happen to be in my path today.
Are you knucklehead then, Nux?
Nux is loosely based on my terrible personality. Yes. Okay.
Oh, so this, you made him happy, so that's all.
Yeah, yeah. Me and you, we're gonna hang out. Well, without these losers. All right. So this. All right. This one's actually pretty easy, but this is for the win. Whoever gets this pretty easy one is the winner, unless Evan gets it, in which case we're gonna call it just a mismatch and throw the whole thing out.
Miscarriage of justice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Are we ready, guys? Again, the theme is hockey. Hockey is the theme.
Bull, bull. Rectangle. Is that a Zamboni?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Zamboni.
AJ actually won, too.
The rightful king, AJ.
AJ's new title should be Champion of Games He Hates to Play.
True.
We force AJ to play games, and then he wins it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There he is, King AJ. The champion of DNVR draws. We're all proud of you, AJ. Hooray!
Hooray!
Thank you.
All right. Well, it's fun, guys. I'm gonna go think about basketball for a while.
You guys can play trivia now.
All right, yeah. We got trivia coming up. Still waiting for our guests to jump on for just a minute here. So that's a great opportunity for me to tell y'all that if you forgot, we cover the Colorado Raptors as well with the big news that the U.S. national team now is going to be practicing over on the same field they play at. So,
bye, guys.
Bye, Allie. If you want to check out some Colorado Raptors rugby, we have Colton Strickler taking you inside the locker room with the DNVR Raptors podcast, and you can find all of his written Raptors content right on DNVR as well. Also, be sure to tune into the watch-alongs of Raptors games every weekend and live tweet along with us, as well as check out, if you're new to rugby, Colton is doing some 101 breakdown pods, so you can get to know the sport just like Drew is doing here with hockey with us. So should be a fun time. Highly recommend you check it all out, or at least get to know the guys a little bit, as Colton will take you through all of that. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast, presented by Davidson's Beer, Wine, and Spirits, with the whole crew on Free Skate Friday, as we prepare to put another man to sleep with the Avalanche trivia of impossibility. We'll come to that in a second. Before we do get to that, though, we have a baseball person on the show. So, Drew, off the top of your head, what is the strangest statistic you can come up with? Can be baseball, can be hockey, doesn't matter.
You mean like the actual stat, like the stat itself, or a specific, like somebody did a weird thing?
I was thinking like a specific person had a very strange stat, but I'll allow either.
There are so many in baseball. I'm trying to think of one. Jamie Moyer won a baseball game at 49 years old pitching for the Colorado Rockies and was interviewed after the game by Mark Stout, who was like 5 months older than him and deep into his broadcasting career. That was one of the stranger ones. The oldest guy to ever win a baseball game at 49 years old. He was still out there pitching somewhat effectively.
Are we going to get Mark Stout this year?
I hope so. More Mark Stout is a good thing. I love that guy. I know there are people who think he's very goofy on TV, and he's that too. But I love Mark Stout. 100% all day.
I'll take Mark Stout over the guy that wears the funny suits and does the in stadium entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
goofy.
I love the stat, but the time has come to play some power play trivia, as we do have our guest on and have the March of Death music here.
we're not.
That went well.
We have Steven coming in from the DNVR lounge. Steven, thanks for coming on the show. Are you ready for some difficult trivia?
Oh, I'm so ready. So ready. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
it. He's not in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been hearing that's the thing to do. So I thought I'd break the trend. Maybe I'll get it.
I need you to go get into the car, into the garage.
Well, let's see if you can get one or two right first. And maybe we'll find out not the car is the way to go. We'll see.
The car is the problem.
All right. We're going to start you off with a relatively easy one. Since the stat was tracked starting in 09-10, which Av has the best playoff shot attempt percentage starting in 2010, minimum 10 games?
Shot percentage? Good Lord.
Shot attempt percentage, which is essentially just Corsi percent for the record.
Oh, okay. I was thinking like shooting percentage. That's
so was different. I.
Yeah, the NHL is weird and refuses to call it Corsi, so.
Oh, right. Yeah. Since 2010, I mean, got to think Max up there. But it can't be that easy, so let's see. Maybe like
2010 and 2014, they got heavily outshot in those series. Yeah. But what if a guy snuck in for a game where everything went well?
Right. Yeah.
The minimum ten games played here for the record.
Oh. 10 games.
Is the winning number going to be like 48?
The winning number is 56.6%.
Okay. Wow. 10 games means it's got to be somebody from last year.
Yeah.
Or somebody that's been on both playoff teams.
Let's go with I don't know. Let's say Jost, because he played really well this past playoffs.
It's not Tyson Jost, but it is from last year.
I was going to say like Colin Wilson or something like that.
It's not Colin Wilson either.
Is it Mikko?
It is not Mikko either.
Dang.
There's only one player that I have that's an answer on this show every week.
Cale Makar?
Yep.
Yeah.
It is Cale Makar. The best playoff Corsi percent.
Should have been Bol Bol.
With a minimum of should have been Bol Bol. All right. Maybe this question might be easier depending on your era of Avs fandom. Mm. You might be able to deduce this one. Which Avalanche coach has the most playoff losses?
I mean, got to be Crawford, right?
No. It is not Mark Crawford.
Oh, man. Yes. I have is no it idea Hartley that. Then?
It is Bob Hartley with 31 playoff losses.
When did he take over?
I believe.
I think he had 5 years as coach. Because he's at the moment, I believe he's every the longest year. Tenured as coach.
That's crazy.
Bednar will pass him next year, I think.
Yeah, he was. Bednar would have passed him in December had they finished this regular season. Yeah. So now he'll pass him in like.
For the record, Hartley also has the most playoff wins for the Avs. Second best winning percentage behind Crawford. But 49 wins, 31 losses.
Dang it.
I like to think you can still get one, but these are not going to get any easier for you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to turn my mic off and just Google some real quick. Don't look there at you the go. Video.
All right, question number three. We're sticking in the playoffs for this one as well. Which Avalanche goaltender has the worst playoff save percentage?
Is there a minimum games played?
There is not.
Boy, Andrew Hammond's second game was real bad.
That's I was thinking that, but his first one was so good.
It was so good, right? I wonder if it's Aperture.
That was like when I was down as a fan, so I don't. Did he play in playoff games?
Yeah, he melted down pretty badly.
That was Jose. I don't know.
Yeah, he carried them through Minnesota, though.
Yeah, but then they got crushed by Detroit, didn't they?
Yes. Yes, they did. That was the series where everybody got sick, like Stasny and Forsberg. Like, all those guys were all, like terribly ill. And Johan Franzen scored 400 goals.
God, that guy.
I've not seen the correct answer in chat yet, for the record.
We can't see chat, so.
Yeah, I can't see chat.
Oh, is it turned off again?
Yeah, we can't see it, so that doesn't help us at all.
You got to think they said the names we said, so I'm totally drawing a blank.
It was this decade. Well, the past decade.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, is it? It can't be Barley.
Bernier?
Yeah, I guess it could be Bernier. Because those first four games that he played, they were not great.
I don't know who else it would be. I'm between Hammond and I guess Bernier. You kind of talked me into that, AJ.
All right.
What do you guys think?
We need an answer pretty quick here. We got to wrap up the show.
Let's go with Hammond.
It was a 50-50 and you chose the wrong one. It is Jonathan Bernier with an .883 save percentage in those four games.
We felt bad, but wow.
Wow.
Second was Craig Billington with an .895 for the record.
That dude played in the playoff game?
Yeah.
Played in three of them, but only played 29 minutes in those three games.
So. Would have had been.
So wait, you mean to tell me that dude was better in the alumni game after not having played for 10 years than in 29 minutes of playoff time?
Correct.
Yikes. It's
10 years to get ready.
Yeah, he was fresh. All right.
Question number four. Which Avs defenseman has taken four faceoffs according to NHL.com? These are the most faceoffs taken by an Av defenseman. John Klemm does not count because he played games at forward.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Please be Zadorov.
I know he took.
No way. Has he really?
He took one, but was that a preseason game or something like that? Because nobody saw the game, and we're all just like, "What?"
That's funny. Can you give me a year? I have zero clue.
I can give you a year range.
Is it over the career?
Okay. I'll take that.
Well, in their Avs jersey career, late 2000s.
Does he work for the Avs still?
No.
Late 2000s. Oh, man.
It's a dark time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Just like a black cloud.
Oh, man. Barry didn't ever take faceoffs. He didn't ever play any forward for us, did we? Did he? Like, really early on? He was straight D always.
Well, he was, late 2000s. He was drafted in 2009. So.
Yeah. Okay. He didn't even play an NHL game till 2012 or 13. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think offensive defenseman that maybe would have.
I can tell you right now, offensive defenseman ain't going to help you.
Would not help. Okay. Sweet.
More importantly, why this guy?
It's probably
by the
like,
fourth time he was like, come on.
He went 3-1.
I'm just imagining like that's five why. Or threes where the forward gets kicked out and there's like, somebody's got to take it.
Yeah.
That's probably.
So it's probably a defensive guy.
He's
like
an answer that on this trivia show before.
I was just going to say his name and now I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I don't want to say it now. Last week he was an answer, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on what it was. I got no clue.
It's not Rob Blake, chat.
Can we give it to him?
Sure.
Evan, would you like to?
Scott Hannon?
It is. Oh, indeed, God. Scott Hannon has taken four face-offs.
Scott Welcome Hannon. Back, Drew.
Drew, hey, which
Drew Rockies Scott Hannon.
Position player? I don't know who that is.
Which Rockies position player has pitched the most innings? Because that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. In the last... who and
Brent Maine.
Brent Maine. Did Mark Reynolds throw an inning? The Rockies have stayed away from doing that. Daniel Descalso threw an inning, but that was against the Rockies, right? That was not when he was with them. Yeah. Ian Desmond threw a clean inning. That's right. He might have been the last guy to do it. He looked good. But yeah.
He did, actually.
Yeah, Brent Maine won a game as a
catcher.
All right.
We got to do this last question. I'm pretty sure Allie's going to kill me as I push us towards TDSP time. According to NHL.com, which Avs defenseman has scored the first goal in 8 playoff games?
Sandis Ozolinch.
It's not Sandis Ozolinch.
Rob Blake.
It might be Rob Blake.
I'll go with Rob Blake then.
It is Rob Blake. Oh, we got you on the board. We're in there. 1-5. Steven, thank you so much for coming on. Anything you want to say about Avs hockey, anything else, you have the floor.
Oh, man, I don't think so. You guys are awesome. Super pumped for hopefully hockey to actually happen. Crossing my fingers. Really looking forward to those 5 games a day. But we'll see.
We will see. I think that is a good way to put it. I will DM you, or you can DM me with your address, and we'll get you all hooked up with a sticker pack if you want one. Thank you again for coming on. With that note, we're going to have to get out of here for the day as we have TDSP going live in just a couple of minutes here. So thank you for everyone hanging out, and hope to see you all again next week. Before that, though, as always, that trivia episode was another manscaping. So it's time to let you guys know about Manscaped 3.0 and all of the awesome options, packages, projects. They have a bunch of awesome stuff that you can buy. How about that? Whether it be their shave mats, their breath mints, their cologne, their trimmer, they can take care of all of your needs when it comes to manscaping, both above and below the belts. They will take care of you with a number. There are so many awesome things here. I've been telling you guys about the anti-chafe deodorant and the Perfect Package 3.0. Y'all bought so many of them, they're sold out now. So you want to get on the waiting list if you want that. Be sure to check out all of their other awesome products as well. And when you do decide to purchase, manscaped.com, use code DNVR20 to get 20% off and free shipping. That's it for us. See y'all in like 5 minutes on TDSP. Ah, there you go.
You want to play some music, Rudo? Or
no, my music. Like three other things. So there we go.